Susie Sunshine is joining us now. She's our financial analyst. And Ms. Sunshine, can you explain to us exactly why the market's taking a pooper?
Oh, well, it's just having a rough day. It's one of those things. It's just a little moody today. There's no great reason why it's doing this. We've got a couple contributing factors. You think about it, we're going into the Thanksgiving weekend. That's really light volume. A lot of people want to get out of the way and out of their positions before that. Tech has been on a downswing. We're seeing some weakness there today. The good thing is that the tech index actually bounced a little bit since the open this morning. So it's looking better than it was, but it's still negative. And then finally, we've had some retailers report, and people are getting nervous about the holidays. Lowe's, Target, Ross Stores, TJ Maxx have all come out with cautionary comments on sales and increased costs, freight, labor. Those things are hitting them. So all of that is combining to make for a very negative day in the market.
And there's also a triple witching hour thing going on, right? And people are trying to get out of the way of that.
Right. We have options expiring, another reason to get out of the way. We've tripped, I always hate saying this, but we've tripped a lot of technicals. So some of the program traders, we've seen this pressure on the downward move. When that happens and you're going into a low liquidity weekend, sometimes the programs just say, all right, sell, let's get out of the way. We'll reestablish positions next week. So I think we're seeing some of that.
The other issue, I think, is healthy consumer spending has been kind of what we're seeing in the headlines lately in terms of retail. And it seemed like people were very optimistic and hopeful, but the retail is also taking a little bit of a dive or correction here today.
People were optimistic. I think people were feeling pretty good about it. The consumer themselves is feeling really good, but trucking costs, labor, shipping especially, has gone up a lot. And so we're starting to hear management talk a little bit about that. And while same-store sales might be up 2%, which is good, the margins aren't increasing. And so margins are getting compressed a little bit because of those increased costs. And I think that's what has people worried. It's got the market thinking a little bit about this, saying, uh-oh, how much margin pressure are we going to go through?
Got it. All right. Susie Sunshine, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan.
All right.
Have a good holiday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.